Yeah, again, it's no different than what we did when we walked into Sask, and now we've got to start a new trend here at home and come and defend our home turf. And we've got three of our last four here at home, and we all we can worry about is task at hand. And Montreal's a very good football team. We were fortunate to get out of there last time, but at the same time, we're a good football team, or you don't go into Montreal and win. Yeah. So with that being said, we're looking forward to the task.
When you talk about starting a new trend at home, which would be fantastic, you know, when you talk about the pressure of the streak, and it doesn't help when people like me keep asking about it,
right.
But at the same time, should they embrace this pressure? Because, I mean, you don't really have a choice. You got to win if you want to stay alive.
Yeah, I mean, again, like I've told them, I mean, you know, we've won four football games all on the road, four of which are coming on short weeks for us, which is a challenge. And, of course, three of the four were East Coast travel. So with all that stuff wound up, I mean, you got a good football team. It's just got – you've got to be a little bit more consistent, and you've got to do things correctly more often in order to win the games. I mean, you can't have those four or five lapses in all three phases and expect to win the game. We've got to come out, play solid, you know, solid elk football, and from the word go.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.